KFIV-BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
It's that time. It's that time. The Prayer Power Live Talk Show. The number one Christian live talk show in Louisiana. Our topics are controversial, always informative, and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. I just love a live program. Because it's alive. Praise the Lord. We're not dead. And I don't serve a dead God either. I serve a God who is the God of the living, not the dead. So I am living, and I hope you are too. I'm not going to talk to a dead church out there. I want to talk to somebody alive. We got Bam Bam Chris here. What's going on? Bam Bam Chris.
Good morning, Pastor. Always a pleasure to be around you.
Well, a pleasure. Same here. And it's just something exciting. Because of the Holy Spirit just moving today, and he's moving upon his people, and he wants his people to know what's going on here. He wants to bring the truth to you. And the truth is Jesus Christ and what his word says all about you and I. And about heaven and hell. And that's what I'm talking about today. Hell and heaven. And is it real? And are you going there or not? You got to find out, I hope. I hope you know where you're going, because I can assure you one thing, that hell is real and heaven is real. God is real. Jesus is real. And the devil is real as well. And you have to understand that, folks. And we're going to want to talk about hell. You know, my mama told me about hell. She scared the living days out of me. I can assure you one thing. She said, boy, if you don't go and kneel down and pray and say your prayers, I can assure you the devil will get you and you'll end up in hell. And sure enough, it just scared me. And I hope it scares you. I hope it does to the point of where. Search for God and do the right thing. That's what God is all about. He's searching for your heart. And that's what Jesus is saying today. He wants to search for your heart. He wants to let you know about hell itself is real. And why would God make such a place of torment, a place where those who are not following God, who are not born again, will end up in hell. And it's not a good place. But one of the biggest questions is, why would God create such a place? Why? You know, what's the big reason here? And I'm trying to figure this out, and maybe you can help me out there, folks. I want you to call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. I'm waiting for you to call. Maybe give me an answer about the hell and heaven. Is it real? What is it all about? Why would God create such a horrible place? Now, we go to Revelation. Now, listen to Revelation. If you get a chance, give me a call. I don't care, you know, anytime during the program, 484-2500, if you're a local, or 1-877-464-2500. I'm hoping that you give us a call right now. I'm just excited about reading the Word and giving me the truth. And I come to bring you the truth. And the truth is, hell is real, and you don't want to be there. And that's what God has been placing in my heart. It's time that we stand up and realize that there is a place called hell, and you don't want to be there. I can assure you that. The Bible talks about in Revelations, you know, I read Revelations chapter 20, verse 10, and it says, and the devil deceived them that were cast into the lake of fire with brimstone. He was cast there, folks, where the beast and the false prophet, and it shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, you hear right now in Revelations, the devil himself will be in hell, and he will be tormented. I want you to understand that most of us have a misconception about hell. The devil will not rule hell. Okay, I want you to understand that. He will be tormented. You just heard it. Read the word. Chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil, Satan, whoever you want to call Lucifer at one time was his name. He had at least a type of name that had some meaning at first when God created him. One of the greatest creations that God ever created. Unbelievable. What do you think about that, Bam Bam? Man, God created. Just, you know, why would God create such a place, though? Why would he do that? And now he's going to send. You see, most people think that the devil will rule hell. No, he won't. You just heard it, right?
He can't rule over the man that made you.
That's right. That's amen.
It logically doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And, you know, it sounds kind of stupid because he thinks that he can, go above God and set his throne as he was trying to do or still trying to do. And how ridiculous and how stupid can you be? Okay.
Got to be, because if I'd have had that spot, man, everything would be good right now. You hear me, God? I wouldn't have did what that boy did with you, God. I'd have been riding with you.
You think so? Yeah. Now, you know, we say all that, but Brother Bam Bam, you know, I would say the same thing, but who knows what we would have gone on in our minds, you know?
Power corrupts at every level. Think about it. We just regular humans.
Right, exactly.
If power corrupted at that level, oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does say, you know, the devil will be tormented forever. Mm. Okay? I'm reading it right here. And the false prophet that will come at the end of time and the beast, of course. We know the prophecies are getting closer and closer as we believe so. And I want you to call the number, though, 484-2500. I'd like to hear from you if you're nearby or if you're far, 1-877-464-2500. This is Reverend Carmouche with Prayer Power Alive. And we are alive, and I hope out there that you can just give us something about hell and how you feel about hell, how you feel about heaven as well, and if you do believe it's real. But we're reading the Bible, and that's what I want you to hear right here. But listen what it goes on to say. I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it and whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And we're talking about Jesus. The moment that, he is present comes in, folks, let me tell you, things will change. I can assure you. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. Now, watch this. Those who die, and we will die as well, small and great, and before God. And the books were open. Oh, man, we got some books here. You know, God got a bunch of books, Bam Bam, and you out there, I want you to understand that he got a bunch of books.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
And listen to what he says. Books were open. Oh, man, what is he talking about? And another book was open. Oh, goodness gracious. And another book was open, which is the book of life. So you have the book of life, and then you have the other book. Mm. And the other book has a lot to do with what you did, all right? For rewards or whatever. Okay.
It's right there for us.
Amen. So it's all noted down, folks, but hell is real. Now watch it is. And he says, the books were open and the dead were judged out of all those things written in the books. Oh, man, he's got it written down. So folks, he will not erase them either. Okay. He's got them in the books. He said it's written and according to their books, and the sea gave up the dead, and death and hell delivered up the dead, and in them they were judged every man according to their works. Oh, you better look at yourself, folks, and find out what are you doing, the right thing or the wrong thing, because it is written down. I'm reading this right here, okay? That's the word of God. But watch now. Watch what he's saying. And death and hell, were cast into the lake of fire, okay? We're talking about things that burn, okay? Listen, and this is the second death, the lake of fire, that whosoever was not found, ooh, goodness gracious, who was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Man, I just can't conceive a lake of fire, okay? I just can't conceive it, but he's saying this is real. And you are out there, you need to get your mind straight and your heart that hell is real. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to think about it. And they're saying, well, you know, I'm going to be in heaven. Well, I hope that you know how to get to heaven and what does it take to be in heaven. I want you to understand, because hell is a place where God created. I want you to know this. God created it. It's not the devil, folks, I can assure you. Because the Bible says that God created hell to place the devil and the angels, okay, that disobeyed him. Oh, man. Now, how much more, folks? Now, we got angels over there flying around, you know, in the heavens, and, you know, they're around God, you know. Now, how much more will you end up in hell if you don't accept Jesus, if you don't have a relationship with him? You see, that's the reason, and we need to find out. You are out there. I want you to call the number. You know, maybe you have a question about it. Maybe you have a different belief about it. Call the number, 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. You see, it's important to you to know this. There's a lot of false doctrines that are going out there. The devil is using Christianity, some of the denominations, some of religions that are different, that are not Christianity. These are false gods and pagans. And we have to understand that this is these doctrines of devils will end up send you to hell. And this is something that we need to understand. It is very, I hope I'm scaring you. I hope that you're scared. So you need to know that God is real and that hell is real. And I don't want you to go there, okay? I don't want you to go there. Because I'm reading what God says about hell. We just read some of it. And it's a lake of fire where you're tormented. The devil will be there. You'll probably see him. You know, I won't say you, but whoever, if you end up in hell, people will see him being tormented just like them. The beast, as we just read, the false prophet will be there. I just read it, Revelations, of course, 20. Read it yourself, because God cannot lie, and I want you to understand that God has given a description of hell. And it's something that you need to know and understand. You know, I come to tell you the truth. I didn't come to lie to you, okay? And it's not me. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God, and God is real. And you need to be saved, you know? You know, how do you end up in hell? Maybe some of you know how. And you don't want to go there, folks, and you don't want to be there. He does describe it. You know, how do you end up in hell? And why would God create such a place, folks? Most people are wondering, well, God wouldn't do that. You know, he's a loving God. Why? This is something that you need to understand, you know. This is the truth. I come to tell you the truth. I didn't come to lie to you. I didn't come to play around with you folks. I didn't come to give you a water it down. I came to tell you the truth because some of us are very close right now. And I don't know your position. I don't know your status. Right now, but I know that there are a lot of people out there that are close right now to end up in hell. And I mean that because right now, you haven't accepted Jesus to save you, okay? And he's the only one that can save you from going to hell. Why? Because he's God, okay? He's God. And he wants you to end up in heaven and not hell. Now, folks, I want you to call the number. If you have any questions, Or if you want prayer. You know, I mean, we're right here for prayer. I'm always here for prayer. And, you know, that's been my life. Ministry's been called Prayer Power, and it still goes on. And it's something that that it's in my heart. And prayer works, and it moves on people. And it just moves people. And I want you to know that. And God loves you very much. There's no doubt about it. God loves you. Okay? He created you. He doesn't love the sin, folks. And you see, that's the barrier. That's the barrier that keeps you from going to heaven. I mean, exactly. If you're sinning and you don't have Jesus as your Savior, because he's the only one that can save you and cleanse you of all your sins, you got to make sure, folks, this is important. It is important to you. It's the most important decision in your whole life. But first of all, I want you to understand the description of hell before we talk any further. The description of hell. We just read about a lake of fire. A fire that's, well, you'll never be consumed, okay? It's sort of like the fiery bush that Moses seen. And he never consumed the bush. So you have to understand that God has fire that will not consume, but at the same time torment you. And you have to understand another thing, that we will be in a different type of body, you might say, or our spirit. You have to understand it won't be the same type of body that we have, okay? You understand even right now that if you are placed into a fire and or you burn yourself on the stove, you know how horrible that feeling is with the body that you have now. So it's a, you need to understand how that would feel, you know, all the time. That would never be consumed, be tormented forever and ever. And that's what God is saying. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. Now, I don't understand the whole status of and the whole idea of God and what, you know, what's going to happen in there. And I don't know, because all I know is what God is saying for you to keep you from ever going to hell. And, you know, today this is why it was brought. It was brought up because there are a lot of people out there. You're going to die, okay? I'm going to die, you know. And you may die sooner than you think. You need to make sure that you don't end up in hell. Getting back, how do we keep from ever going to hell is by asking Jesus to come into your heart. And that's very important. You must call upon him. And it's very simple, because he wants a relationship with you. He's the only one that can cleanse your sins through his blood that he shed and he sacrificed on the cross. That's the only way out, the only ticket. Only ticket to heaven, you might say, and not hell. He'll keep you from ever going to hell because of the relationship. And you need to accept him as your Savior. And most of us are very proud and believe that, and most of us just become independent. You know, that independence is good, but more so could be harmful, because then you lose all humility believe that you can do it yourself, but you can't. Okay, I come to tell you that. You cannot save yourself from going to hell. You need Jesus. The Bible said there's no other name whereby you can be saved but by that name. Oh, I tell you what, you need him. You need him right now. Folks, you out there, if you want prayer, I'll pray with you. Whether, regardless, anytime, call the number, 484-2500. As far as the subject itself, I know it's not too acceptable right now, and this day and age and this generation, but the Word of God never changes. And he comes to tell you the truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, and all generations and all of what we're doing this day and age, the new generation, they're not old school anymore, you know. The new things and the young generation saying, well, you know, that was in your days. No, no, no. I want you to understand that God never changes. What he said many, many years ago, 2,000 years ago, whatever he said goes for today. Goes for today. I don't care what fad you're going through. It doesn't make any difference. So I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. So call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. I know y'all listening out there, and I'm glad. Thank God. Thank God that y'all listening. Man, and I hope it shocks you, okay? I hope it shocks you to that point aware that you become so fearful of going to hell that you'll call on Jesus. If you haven't done already, I don't know your status, of course. I'm not your judge. Jesus is your judge. But you know out there if you're not born again. And that's what Jesus said. He's the only name whereby you can be saved. I don't care. No religion cannot save you, folks. I want you to understand. Your church cannot save you, all right? Your family cannot save you. Your money cannot save you. Your intelligence cannot save you. I don't care how poor you are. That cannot save you. That's only one way, okay? There are no two ways, three ways. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And you need to know that to keep you from going to hell. Now, you see, you have to understand that's the place where some of the angels, not all of them, some who disobeyed God, the devil, false prophet, as we heard, and the beast will end up in hell, being tormented forever, a lake of fire. Worms that never stop eating you, the Bible says. God, no. You afraid of worm? Bam. Some people are just terrified of worms, you know. But these are the ones that eat you, okay? of course, you know, no matter how much they eat or bite you or, you know, again, I don't know the total conception of that. You know, it's just hard to conceive that and figure that out. But God's got it figured out, okay? And he says it in his word. Oh, man, not very good. Not only that, but I want you to know that also he said it's a smell, a horrible smell, a stench that seems unbearable. The brimstone, I don't know if you've ever smelled brimstone, but it's horrible. It's a stench. I don't know if you've ever smelled most of us haven't, but a human body that's been, you know, in a fire or some sort and died, and or the smelling of your skin or meat being burned. It's a horrible stench forever and ever. And that's what the Bible is saying. Yeah, yes, yeah, that's what hell is about. It's not partying. It's dark. It's alone. You hear the screams. Can you imagine? But my conception is that it's the torment that just involved. I mean, no matter one is worse. I mean, just the burning is bad enough, Bam Bam. I mean, just you out there, just the burning, the hurt, the pain. Woo. So I want you to call the number, though. 1-484-2500. I want to hear what you have to say. Maybe you think I'm wrong. But read the Bible, and that's what I come to tell you. I come to tell you the truth. There's a lot of people that are listening out there, and you have no idea. Are you saved? And you got to know that you're saved. And that's why Jesus said, hey, if you commit my life, you know, you commit your life to Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and save you from going to hell. That's the bottom line. That's why you went to the cross. And you are very important, very, very, very important. Where God wants to save you from going to hell. It's not a place you want to be, folks. And I came to tell you what the Word of God is saying. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. And it is real. Jesus is real. The Bible is real. Hell is real. And I come to tell you, and that's something that we need to hear. Well, I don't want to hear, you know, about the torments and the death and the hurting and the pain. Well, believe me, this is forever. You need to know about it. So that way you don't end up there. And hopefully that you can tell other people that they don't need to be there, okay? And you they'll have an opportunity to accept Jesus. And you may be the one to be able to turn them onto Jesus and save their souls from going to hell. What about hell? Man, it hurts. It's painful forever and ever. And I want you to know that. Think about it. You need to think about it. You see, there's so much in life that we get all caught up and we see other people, you know, that they're moving around and doing things and having a good time here and not realizing that perhaps they'll end up in hell. You see, that's why God moved upon me today. Now, God is moving a bunch of preachers and a lot of ministers and just a lot of people who are born again to tell others. But today is very much, today is the day of salvation. That's what Jesus said. You know why he said that? Because you can end up dying in a few minutes, maybe right now. You might just drop dead. So it's important that you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul from going to hell. It's very difficult for me to talk about hell sometimes, but, you know, when I thank God for my parents and how they spoke about hell, and they put fear in my heart about hell, okay? You know, a lot of people just water down things, and they talk about heaven, but they never really talk about hell. Who wants to talk about hell? Oh, no, 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 no. But it's important that you teach your children and let them know, hey, man, you don't want to end up in hell. But you have an opportunity. We all sin and come short of the glory of God, and we already know that. But the important thing is to let Jesus be your Savior and really mean it. Take over. You're going to still sin. You'll be born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. And that's the only way that you can end up in heaven and not hell. He said, that old man will die and the new man will rise. And I want you to understand that. God is talking to you. Somebody out there, I know right now, you know, you're in serious trouble and you need Jesus to save you, okay? That's the first thing. He'll take care of everything else. There's no doubt about it. And you know what? The good thing about it is that I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're what religion you're in, what denomination in Christianity you're in. I don't care. And God doesn't care. What he cares is about saying, hey, I want to be a savior. I'll take care of the rest. You know, that's a good thing. Man, that's an awesome thing. Heaven is a beautiful place, okay? It's where God is, and that's all I need to know, okay? When you read the Bible, you know, you read about God and you read about the heavens, it's a place where God is. And where God resides, believe me, it's all good, okay? It's all good. So that's all I need to know, and that's all the description I need to know about heaven. Maybe some of you can tell us about it. Call the number, 484-2500. Don't be shy. Some of you need to understand about hell and heaven. But the most important thing is to make sure you don't end up in hell. And I come to tell you that. It is the most important decision in your whole entire life right now. Making that decision so you don't end up in hell. That's why the preacher is here, okay? To let you know the truth. People are lying to you. Ah, well, you know, we can pray him out of hell. Sorry. No. that doesn't happen. Jesus was very, very straightforward. He said, I'm the only way. There's only one way. Okay? Only one way. I'm sorry, and you know, a lot of people, and I'm not, I shouldn't even apologize for that, really, the truth is that Jesus must come into your heart. You must accept him to keep you from going to hell. And once you're in there, I'm sorry, folks, you're not coming out. And that was his word. He gave the story about Lazarus, the poor man, and the rich man, and Jesus said it himself, and he gave a good story, you know, which was real. For some of us to really understand about the poor man who was near the rich man's table eating the crumbs, you know, that would fall off the table, and the dogs would lick his sores. And the Bible says when they both died, the poor man, and I say poor, and meaning that, and I know that God meant that the righteous man was taken into Abraham's bosom by angels. What an awesome thing. They came, you know, so, you know, when you die, folks, okay, you're going to die, and that's another thing people don't like to hear. Some people, the Bible says people think they'll live forever. No. Not in this world, that is. All right, Bam Bam? The Bible says it's 70 and 80 years old. That's the average living. Some may live up to 80, you know. But the average is more like from anywhere from 75 to 80. And some of us lived a little bit longer, you know, 120. That's the most. Regardless, you're going to die. Nobody likes to hear it. But you need to wake up, folks. Some of us are at an, you know, an old age and seniors, and but the young people too, okay? You die young sometimes. And so you need to be ready, and that's why it's so important to be ready for God. And God loves you enough, and he said, hey, you know, I'm sending this old Cajun preacher, you know, on this radio and let you know that, hey, I'm real, and Jesus wants you to accept him as your Lord and Savior to keep you from going to hell. And the Bible does say, you know, that you'll end up in hell, and God will, he's the one that made hell, so he has to put you there, okay? But you really put yourself. He says, hey, I'm the way, but if you don't accept me, you know, I have to put you over there, okay? You're going to have to go there. The Bible talked about the rich man. There was nothing said about the angels bringing him over there, okay? He just went straight to hell. And you need to understand there's no way. And the Bible says that Lazarus, the poor man, seen the rich man tormented. And the rich man said, hey, why don't you send Lazarus to at least put a drop of water on my tongue? No. He said, no, there's a gulf between there. You can't leave. Never, ever, ever. Horrible, isn't it? Man, I'm waking up in the morning like this and hearing about hell. Well, you may be the one that needs to hear it. And but God, you see, the good news is that you get to go to heaven, okay? It's not hard. What do you think, man? God made it so easy, and you were out there, and he made it so easy. Well, you know, man, if I accept him as my Lord and Savior, you know, man, I like this and I like that. I like my drinking, you know, my partying and all this and the things of the world. And all. Man, don't worry about that. I got to take care of all that. Okay? Again, there are so many religions that are going about with false doctrines, and the Bible said that it would happen. And we're nearing the ends of times, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen. I know we're nearing it closer and closer, and there's no doubt about that, you know. So, again, we're getting closer and closer. You know, I just need you to call the number. Find out what's happening. All right, you on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look. this is what I want.
Yes, go ahead.
This is what I wanted to say. One night, about 3 months ago, and I was on my knees, and I said, Lord, I said, why you don't talk to me? You talk to everybody else. And then after that, he said, when I wait a while, then he said, my child, let me tell you one thing. He said, you know, I died for your sin. And I said, yeah. And then he said, now, then I went to hell and beat that old devil up.
Yeah.
And he said, I went there to beat him up. He said, he had a lot of people there. And I didn't go there to, you know, to save the people because they should have been saved, you know, before they went there.
Right, okay.
And so, and I say, and he said, now, my daughter, he said, now what you got to say?
Uh-huh.
I say, well, I said, I'll give you after you gave me your life, died for me, gave me your, you know, life.
Right.
And he said, well, now what you have to say? I said, well, I'll give you my heart. Put my heart where your heart is.
Oh, praise God.
Because I felt sorry because, he said, then I was whooped all night long.
Wow.
And then I felt so bad, you know, what he said.
Uh-huh.
So I just go to church back in my house, and then I don't go nowhere, don't have no men's logo all up in my house and stuff like that.
Amen.
When
Amen.
It's not for me to go to LA and then church, and then that's it.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, the most important thing is what you just said. You know, you gave him your heart, which meant that, hey, okay, Lord, save me. It's pretty much saying the same word. Same word is just say, hey, save me. Because you washed, like you told, he washed your sins away. And that's, you see, that's the only way, sister, that we end up in heaven. Because, you see, we can't go to heaven with sin, okay? And because we can't stay in the same place with God if we have sin, okay? So he has to wash you up and me as well. You know, we'll all sin, falling short of the glory of God. So he has to make sure that there's no sin and washing you in his blood. And so therefore, when you die, you know, you get to go to heaven. But for those who have not accepted him to save them and to give their heart, like you said, you're actually just giving him your soul. You're giving him your heart. In fact, the heart.
Yes, he can do more with your heart.
Amen. See, that's your spirit. You know?
And another thing, after nobody else would call, but I'm going to say this. One time, Rema Johnson said, you can't serve the devil and God too because you're going to hate one. And so, and he said, you can't be going out here in Yama and then come to church on Sunday. And I told my sister, I said, well, let's give this up. He said, because God would take one of your children. I got 6 children.
Uh-huh.
And he would take one of your children out in there to, you know, to, he'll take one of your children out there to bring you in. I said, before I let him take one of my children just to bring me in, we'll just give the world a whole thing up. Because we just was going out there dancing. And, you know, we just loved to dance and at the blues. And so now I don't even listen to no blues. I just listen to God, turn my radio on in the morning time. And then I just be listening at the spirit. And it's a girl sang. And I said, Lord, that girl powerful.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay. I love the way she sang and stuff. I said, it's good young children can give their life to God. But now these days, these children don't want to do nothing but run to the ball game and all that kind of stuff, partying, all that.
That partying, yeah.
But God's coming back.
Amen.
And these children here, and nobody paying God no mind. Tell God all the time, I say, I'm ready now. I ain't got to get ready. If you come ready now, just take me and Lita out of here. I don't want to be here no more.
Amen. Well, you see, that's where you see the change in your heart, you know. Before you... You said you liked the partying, you are going to listen to music and dancing and all that. And that was what you liked. But when you give your heart to God, like you said, and that means asking him to save you, and things change. You know, he'll help you to change. You know, you'll do it because you won't like doing that anymore, because you want to be with God. And that's, you know, and that's a good thing. And I'm glad you're expressing that to a lot of people. Because most people are there, well, I don't want to, you know, let go of the good times and stuff like that, you know.
We never was horned on to the world, because we raised up in church. And
right.
And
that's good.
And
amen.
And that's what we was doing most of the time.
Amen. But, and that's good, sister. And I hope people are listening out there about what you're saying, because, yes, some of our generations, like mine, yours, you know, parents, you know, told, like I said earlier, they made me fear the devil, made me fear hell, more or less, more hell than anything. And I didn't want to go there. And so, you know, I wanted Jesus.
I ain't got no part in there.
So, you know, I think.
I ain't got no part in there.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing. You know, I thank God that, you know, you're telling people out. People need to learn this now. The young people need to learn, and they need to be warned. It is a warning. Okay. God saying, yeah, hey, I'm warning you. Okay. And giving you, not just you, but I'm talking about everybody out there who have not been saved. He is warning you. Time is short. Okay. We all know that, folks. And hell is real, you know.
Yeah, he said, be ready. Don't get ready when he knock on your door.
Yeah.
Come down. Be ready.
Be ready.
Lord,
okay.
I'm ready. I'm always ready looking for you to come. I wish if you come now, that much hell I've been going through. People can't do it.
Yeah, and I want to.
Carry me through this and that.
Yeah, most people think, you know, that's a bad conception sometimes, that it feels that some people think that hell is here on earth. No, it's not, okay? It may feel like that, but the problem is that you don't know what hell is like until you read the Word of God, and Jesus will tell you, no, it doesn't even come close. And that's why he wants to make sure you end up in heaven, and where that things will be a whole lot better with Jesus.
Yeah, I tell my Lord, I accept you to come into my life, take control of my life. Whatever.
Amen. You see, that's what
I'm willing to do it. Because you died for us, and I made 82 years old.
Praise
and
God.
And I say the word owe me nothing.
Amen. That's exactly. And it's not, you know, we as people, the older people, you know, the seniors and so on, you know, yeah, it seems like we're getting closer to death than anything. But the young people need to know from the very beginning, you know, they're responsible. Once they hear this, they need to get saved by accepting Jesus in their heart. Just be their Savior. They don't have to say a whole lot. Just mean it. Lord, just save me, Jesus. I give you my heart, like you said. That's simple enough. The thief that was on the cross said, hey, remember me, you know. That was enough, because he believed that Jesus would go to paradise. And he said, just remember me. And bam, and Jesus said, hey, I know your heart, and, you know, you'll be with me, he says. And that's an awesome thing. And there's a lot of people out there, you know. I wish they would call like you call. There's a lot of people don't want to hear about hell, but
I was just sitting up here writing these numbers now. Then I say nobody else won't call.
Yeah, why don't you call out there?
I just put my $100 worth in there.
Yeah, amen. Hey, and that's what we need, more people to talk about.
I always did love to listen to you. I was wondering, Lord, where that man? That one I heard one day. I was mopping one Saturday. And I said, that's Kabu. I said, I got to call him.
Amen.
My man.
Yes, ma'am.
I love the way he's talking, preaching.
Well, thank you. But that's the Holy Ghost, you know, and that does that. And I want people out there, and I'm glad you called. And I hope other people, even though they don't call, I know they're listening, and it's going to. The Bible says that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will go right through you. When that word hits people out there, and we're talking about hell, man, it's going to hit them hard. But it'll be up to them to make the decision.
Don't you know this world getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and God still saying, y'all, come on.
Amen.
Give everybody, come on, God. You don't want the devil to have nobody. But the people ain't paying him no mind.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it's going to be too late. Yeah. You never know when. And I heard the preacher say, God getting ready to close the door. I said, Lord, I said, but I'm already in.
Yeah.
I'm all in for you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's great. Great. And I wish people, you know, it's not like we're holy rollers, folks. You have to understand this one thing. God loves you like he loves me. But it's your choice. You know, he is your choice. He doesn't love one more than the other.
Let's step him,
it's your choice, man. You got a choice, heaven or hell, and hell is real. And don't think they have another misconception, false doctrine, saying that hell is a fun place and you party and you get drunk and so on, you laugh with the devil. No, no, no. You have no idea.
You got it all wrong.
Read.
And I told my son, I said, and I heard that God was saying that, they were saying that God can turn that water into blood.
Uh-huh.
And then you turn the water into blood. You think you're going to have a good time. Once you turn that water into blood, you ain't gonna want, you can't wash clothes and blood. You can't drink blood. And so he's going to give you another life after this. Yeah, come on, Eric. Get your act together.
Amen.
Mama, I got a little more time. And I'm going to say to them, let you go. I asked a lady told me one day, she said, you want my basket? I walk in my store.
Uh-huh.
She said, you want my basket? I said, yeah, I'm going to take it. I said, so hot out there. I said, God talking out there.
Uh-huh.
And she looked around me. She said, where he at? I said, God is up in heaven, the sky. He talking to the sun.
Uh-huh.
And so her and I wasn't on the same page, and I had to laugh. Her daddy laughed. She said, I wanted to go see him. I said, no, he out there talking to me in hot snow. I said, so hot. I told Teddy, dude, it's so hot out there.
Yes.
And she looked around me and said, she said, where he at? I said, he's in heaven. He letting us know that sun is coming through the sun.
Amen.
And when he comes back, it's going to be hot in there. And he has the way to talk about it.
There you go. There you go.
She said, oh, yeah, her daddy went to laugh. Her grandma went to laugh.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I tell you what, you know, there's a lot of things that God is doing. The wake up call, some wake up call, like, you know, the sun is very hot. It's getting hotter and hotter all the time. You know, it's causing all kinds of cancer, you know, all kind of skin diseases and so on, you know, just that alone. And we're hearing that so much. And God's trying to wake up people, you know, to, hey, I'm giving you an opportunity.
And then the people are making God mad because they go out there on the beach.
Oh,
with everywhere, and God mad, looking out there to look at what they've done when they ought to be giving you the life and go to church and this.
Amen.
And that. And, and then I used to look at YouTube, and so it's so much going on YouTube, and I thought,
all right. Yes, ma'am.
I go get up in my Bible. So,
okay. But thank you, sister. I appreciate you a lot for calling. God bless you. There are a lot of people out there. You're listening to Prayer Power Live with Reverend Carmouche. And I want you to know that God has brought me here today, right now. Perfect timing for you who are listening out there to get saved, to make sure that you don't go to hell. And if you're already saved, I want you to understand, you know, that, hey, that description of hell is real, you know, and you need to tell other people about it so they can get saved. And so they don't end up in hell. And I don't believe that, you know, that anybody out there would want their loved ones. And that includes family, friends, and workers, and, you know, so on. I wouldn't want to see anybody go to hell. And that's the reason why I'm here. And that's the reason why I'm praying and asking you, you know, to make sure that you don't end up in hell, and making sure that you ask Jesus to save you from that. And he'll do the rest. It doesn't matter. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care if you're strung up on drugs and you're listening to me. The word of God will go right to you. I can assure you. It will change things with you. He'll change your whole life. I don't care if you're drunk right now. I don't care if you're full of alcohol and you're listening to me. Bam, you know. Believe me, it's happened to people that I've talked to people that are actually was raised to it, and it just changed their whole life. God just said, hey, well, when I come in, I'm going to make a whole sweep in your house, your life, your heart. And he guarantees that you go to heaven with him, you know, right then and there. And it's an awesome thing to know that, you know, in your life. A lot of people out there, call if you got, we still got time, and 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We're talking about hell and how real it is. And wake up, man, you know. God is sending a lot of signs for us to wake up. We hear about earthquakes and, you know, more and more every day, and storms and hurricanes and so on. We hear about wars and rumors of wars. Of course, that's what Jesus said. You're going to hear about a lot of war. And, you know, it's just kind of closing in on us, because a lot of the prophecies have been fulfilled, not all of them, but it's getting worse and worse, not only in our nation, but throughout the world. And so you need to understand that, you know, God is kind of shaking us up and saying, hey, you know, get ready, be ready, you know, as we heard. Make sure you're ready for when Jesus comes to take you, whether it's in the rapture or not. You know, we are going to die. The Bible says it was appointed for man once to die, and then the judgment. Man, so just keep that in mind. Make sure that you're saved, not ending up in hell. Hell, again, is an awful place. It's a torment. It's not fun and games, folks, okay? And it's not full of pleasure, okay? There is no, not an ounce of pleasure that will be found in hell. I can assure you that's not going to happen according to what Jesus said about hell. There is no pleasure there. No matter how you look at it, Jesus said, hey, I'm the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Don't listen to a lot of these false doctrines, because there are lies from the devil. And that's what he's doing to this world this day and age. He knows his time is almost up. We read that he will end up in hell being tormented, okay? Not the boss, all right? He's not the boss. He'll never be the boss, all right? He'll be tormented with everybody else who have doesn't have a relationship with Jesus, with God himself. That's the whole point. God said, hey, I want you to be my child. I want you to live with me in heaven, but it can't happen unless you ask me to come into your heart and be the Savior that you need from ever going to hell, because he created that place. And I don't know for sure, you know, again, the future of it all. And all I know is that you will remain in hell forever and ever. And again, God created that, because you see, once our spirit is created, it never dies. You see, the devil never dies spiritually. So he has to put a place. He had to create a place where they were kept, okay, being tormented, punished. You see, you get punished for doing wrong, all right? You get rewarded for doing right. You have to understand that most of us have it backwards, and the Bible says that it will come a time when we will think that good is bad and bad is good, okay? And most of us are thinking that way. God does not like sin, okay? He loves you very, very much. He will do anything to send somebody your way, something to let you know about him, to save you from going to hell. And some of us are very close, okay? I don't know who you are, of course. I can't judge you. And even though you was to die, I still can't judge you. But I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to tell you what Jesus said. And it's very, very important, okay? And you'll know if you're born again. You'll know if you're saved. You just know it in your heart. It's just something that's inside of us that we know. Our spirit relates to it. And we must accept it, not just try to understand it. The Bible says, don't lean on your own understanding, but just, you know, accept his word, acknowledge his words, acknowledge your ways for his ways, okay? And he'll show you and direct your path according to Proverbs 3. And You know, we don't have much time, but if you want, you need to do it real quick. You know, if you need prayer or want to comment on anything that we're saying, it's always open. But I know a lot of people are listening, and it's very, very important right now about hell. It's not a place you want to go, and I beg people all the time, please consider what Jesus is saying, at least, to accept him as Savior, and because it is not a place that you want to go. And you think about it, oh, well, you know, the devil lies, and he will lie to you. And be careful, because it's lies, and he'll never tell you the truth. But I come to tell you the truth, and that's Jesus. And that's why God sends not just me, but many, many people out there to tell the truth, okay? And you're very special to him, and he doesn't want to have to put you in hell. And someone said, well, you know, God doesn't put people. Well, there's no place. You've got to go there, okay? Wait, actually, you have a choice, and that's by accepting Jesus. Because you can't just fly around, you know, think that you'll be all over the place. You know, no. No, yeah, he has to put you there. You know, that's why he said, I created it there. And remember, he said, okay, remember that Jesus said, I got the keys to hell and death and hell. He made that place, and he made it for a reason, okay? Because you will live forever and ever, your spirit. Well, folks, you are out there. If you need if you want to be saved, I usually do a, you know, prayer of salvation at the end. And if you like that, you might want to just take the time right now. It won't take very long. And repeat a prayer after me, and by saying, Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
My Lord and my Savior.
Forgive me for all that I've done wrong.
Forgive me for all I've done wrong.
Wash me in your blood, Jesus.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
For I commit my whole life unto you. Amen and amen. And that was very simple. If you meant it, you must believe it, and you must mean it with your heart. So remember, it doesn't take much. Make sure you've done this. It's the greatest choice, decision in your life that you'll ever make. I just want to thank everybody out there. I thank Bam Bam for being here today as well. And appreciate him, and he's been a blessing to me and a friend, and I got a present for him anyway, sooner or later.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that. So thank you all very much out there. I want you to know that, you know, that Jesus loves you, and get saved. Don't go to hell, okay? It is real. So God bless you all. Until next time, may God be with you.
Thank you for being our guest today on the Prayer Power Live Talk Show. We hope your comments, opinions, express, enhance, enlighten, and deepen your knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. Even though our opinions and views are different, our united mission should be to lead others to Christ so that we all may live in eternal peace with our Lord. The views and opinions expressed on the Prayer Power Live Talk Show are not those of KAYT 88.1. To contact Reverend Carmouche for future topics or suggestion, or if you need prayer, you may call Reverend Carmouche at 318-715-3174 or 318-715-3184, or email Reverend Carmouche at theprayerpower@cricket.net. Our time today is sparse spent, but well spent. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Mansfield Drug Company reminds drivers that alcohol is America's number one drug problem. More teens die of drinking and driving more than anything else. So if you're with a friend, don't let them drink and drive. Don't let alcohol ruin your life or take the lives of others. Remember, you must have a belt. Make it a seat belt. That's from Mansfield Drug Company, where they say service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, call area code 318-782-1933. That's 318-782-1933. From Mansfield Drug Company, 132 Jefferson Street in Mansfield. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KYT KQJO.
He's a wonder in my
soul. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
13
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K220.